Part 13, Chapter 6. With Nup out of the way, at least for now, Johnny got down to the business of seeing what could be done to halt the drone. He drew off a bit to give his screens better play on it. It looked like a derelict. Here was a mark where an atomic bomb had hit it. There was a scar where possibly a plane had crashed into it, leaving the charred remnants of oil and fuel. There, a row of minute dents where surface-to-air or air-to-air missiles had struck it. But such marks were notable only for their stains, not for any damage they had done. He flew the battle plane down under it. He looked at the big skids used for parking and storing. No joy there. He brought the battle plane alongside it again. He felt like a hummingbird flapping along with a buzzard. Probably when the last mission of this thing was completed and it had crashed, demolishing the then-known city of Colorado Springs, the company had just let it lie there until it had built hangars and, as an afterthought, had probably flown water tanks over it and way above it and washed the radiation off of it and then stored it. A chilling thought as to why they must have done that. Cyclos had no room for sentiment or art in any form. They would not have kept it for any other reason than that they couldn't dismantle it on this planet. Cyclo alone would have the massive shops to do that. They certainly didn't want it back. It had done its job. They wouldn't leave it out where it could be measured up by some enemy agent. They had kept it because the company couldn't destroy it on this planet. What it was built of, the devil only knew. Well, he tried to cheer himself. Nup's plane skids had stuck to it. These magnetic so-called skids were actually whole molecule reorientation fields. The molecules in the surface of one substance became, with the field, co-mingled with the molecules of the other substance like a temporary weld. So this thing was built of molecular metal, possibly some unknown to this planet metal, alloyed with some other strange metal. It even could be that the combination of such metals was, while molecular, irreversible and couldn't be melted or pounded apart once mixed. Maybe the Cyclos had something that, when certain elements were mixed together, could not then be unmixed by flame, electrical arcs, radiation, or anything. Maybe even laminated layers of such metals, each one protecting the one under it. A very chilling thought. Johnny did not consider himself even a kindergarten-level metallurgist, but he recalled the prohibition the Cyclos had of ever teaching an alien race anything about that subject. And here he was, trying to solve it, flying along in the night, without texts, without a calculator, and without even the mathematics to use it if he had it. What would destroy that drone? And before it reached even the coast of Scotland? He had thought a cyclo was a monster when he first saw one. Now he was really looking at a monster. An ultimate in indestructibility.